This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Tim Walz's record is a joke. He's been one of the most far left radicals in the entire United States government at any level. But I think that what Tim Walz's selection says is that Kamala Harris has bent the knee to the far left of her party, which is what she always does. Kamala Harris listened to the Hamas wing of the party. She selected Tim Walz, a guy who wants to ship more manufacturing jobs to China, who wants to give illegal aliens driver's license, and who wants to make the fentanyl crisis that we just heard about so much worse because he refuses to do his job and actually make it easier for American citizens and not illegal aliens to live a good life. So I think what it says is that Kamala Harris is running as a San Francisco liberal. She is governed as a San Francisco liberal, and she's chosen a running mate who will be a San Francisco-style liberal.
Guys, this should be so simple. This is so easy when I listen to J.D. Vance talk, and yes, even when I listen to Donald Trump talk, I find myself going, why do people disagree with this? What is it that they're saying that they're like, no, we'll go the way of Tim Walz? What about what the Harris-Walz ticket has to offer makes you feel like that's definitely the way we want this country to head? Here's Tim Walz himself.
And now as governor of the great state of Minnesota, I bring those experiences to bear in tackling the challenges that are facing our great state. Minnesota's strength comes from our values, our commitment to working together, to seeing past our differences, to always being willing to lend a helping hand. Those are the same values I learned on the family farm and tried to instill in my students. I took it to Congress and to the state capitol, and now Vice President Harris and I are running to take those very values to the White House.
All right, hot take here. Can people who don't live in flyover country stop referring to him as having a red state accent? I disapprove of that. Just because he sounds like this is what people keep saying. He's just a regular guy. He's just like one of those people who we're not really sure what they do because we just go coast to coast on the airplane. But people keep talking about his accent and the way he talks. He's so relatable and I don't know, simple. He says things like this that are insults to
you.
You know it.
You feel it. These guys are creepy and yes, just weird as hell. That's what you see.
Yes, and just weird as hell. That's what I sound like, I guess. It kind of actually sounds like Ryan Wiggins' impersonation of me, which I always hear as a trucker, and I love truckers, so I take it as a compliment. So Tim Walz, the governor of the state of Minnesota, the VP pick for Kamala Harris's ticket, an incredible doubling down on far leftist policies in action. Tim Walz is the one coming out and saying that you're weird. These guys are creepy and weird as hell. Do you support J.D. Vance? Do you support Donald Trump? Well, Tim Walz and Kamala Harris think that you're creepy as hell. What is it about you that they think is creepy as hell when this is something that Tim Walz said previously in Minnesota.
And what we want to say is we're there to protect children. We're there to have you understand that in Minnesota you're going to be protected. And I just want to be clear. I will never understand what goes into the thinking of these folks to bully these children. It is not impacting them in one bit and making it a living hell for children, for families, for adults, for folks who are just trying to bring themselves in. So in Minnesota, we're making it very clear we're not going to cooperate with these folks. We're not going to extradite people. We're going to say that this is a place where you can come to make these decisions. The community, the trans community is as terrified as they've ever been. We've seen attacks across the nation, even here in Minnesota, and we're now saying we have to be much more proactive. We have to be much more aggressive about making sure that folks are protected.
So when it comes to the transgender community, he is really wedging himself. This is very important to understand. It's not really as much about the transgender issue as the left would have you think. The transgender umbrella is how they get it to be I either love these people or hate these people, and there's nothing in between. That's how they make it. So it's a snap judgment. As soon as they say the word, everybody has to run to their corners. And then if you run to one corner, they can point at you and call you a bigot. Which is ironic because at the end, they're bigoted in the way they think that we're weird and creepy as hell because we have traditional American values. They hate us. And they're very outspoken about it. Here's why I say it's important to understand how the transgender issue fits into all of this as a flashpoint to as a means to an end. It's something that takes a conversation that should be long and complicated and yet important and prioritized, and it shrinks it down to a rash judgment that you have to make right away because they have instilled fear in you if you don't answer correctly. Which reminds me, we're speaking with Tammy Bruce in about 13 minutes, and she's going to talk about a lot of this as well. The transgender issue is a prime way for the government to completely insert themselves between parents and children. When the government gets to come in and parent for parents and essentially possess these children to affect them in a way that distances parents from making decisions about how those children are to be raised, government can grow immensely under a population that's willing to accept that type of egregious behavior on an overbloated, overpowered federal government or state government or local government for that matter. If you think about it for a second, what you see in all of these different states that are willing to entertain this, and Minnesota is very much so one of them. The government oversees you and allows you to parent the way you want to parent until they deem you unfit or unworthy. And it's not because you're beating your child. It's because you have a set of morals and principles that you want to stand by, you know, in this whole First Amendment country that we, for the moment, still live in. If your morals and principles don't align with that of the government, they will insert themselves in between you and your children. They do it in the same fashion with public education. Public education can be a very, very good thing, but we don't educate our children in a public sense for the betterment of the kids. We do it for the system. Because in public education, what you get is a group of unions, the NFT, is that right? Is it the NFT, National Federation of Teachers, and the NEA, the National Education Association, these two huge teachers unions. They don't even actually advocate on behalf of the teachers. They advocate on behalf of social issues. I mean, seriously, go look on their Facebook pages. They always post all these videos from their conventions that they have. It is a leftist political rally at these public teacher union conventions. They are talking about the most absurd, ridiculous, have nothing to do with the education of your child, about using their group and the power that that group holds to affect all of these massive social issues that don't do anything to educate your child. They're not there. The teachers unions, they will never tell you that the focus of the teachers union is really only about the children and their education. They are there to advocate on behalf of the teachers. But they're even using the teachers that are bullied into being members of their organizations because that money comes right out of their paycheck. People are scared to leave the unions. People are scared to not support them because they make you a pariah. They bully you if you leave it. But what does the teachers union do with all of that money that they take from the paychecks of hardworking men and women across this country who do have a passion, have a self-sacrificial life goal of helping kids through the school year so that they do learn the material, so that they can be successful in later in life, so that they can imprint on these kids the idea of success based on work, the ability to learn, the ability to be a part of kids' lives. It's an incredible thing to partake in. All of these teachers have money going in to fund the teachers' unions that are supposed to turn around and use that money to protect the educators so they don't get abused in the school districts that they're in, these publicly funded by you school districts that they're in. And then what do the teachers' unions do? They lobby to get people elected, like Tim Walz and Kamala Harris. And they use their gatherings together to make sure that all of their leftist ideology, woke, progressive nonsense becomes the priority of the efforts that they are there to assemble for. And then they're in the classroom with your children when you're not there. And I guarantee you, you know people who have students in classrooms where those teachers, if they are told that a child, I don't want you to call me by my birth name, and the child is a girl, I want you to call me this boy name, they are not allowed to tell the parents at a parent-teacher conference that that has occurred. We are sticking government in between, wedging in between. This is at the epicenter of the success of the progressive left. Is to tear the American family apart, is to rip from the seams the understanding that your family unit, that's a sacred entity, that the idea that you can raise your family in the Jewish tradition and I could live next door to you and live in the Lutheran Christian tradition and the people next to us could live in the, yeah, we're morally good people, but we don't believe in any God tradition and we can all coexist together and no one of our households should have a overbearing influence on the other than friendly conversation and no government can come in and tell us how to raise our children based on what they believe. The consolidation of power, what they can do when they pry our children away from us, what could they not do? If they can get to that, what can they not do? The transgender thing, in my opinion, is much more about pulling children away from their parents, about dividing families, about separating people who have a love for somebody who is struggling with something and wants to help them but has a principled counter-transgender mind about it, but wants to, would do anything, would give up their own life to protect that individual, doesn't matter. You don't know what's right for your child. The government does. And they're ready to insert themselves into that position to make sure that everybody understands that, man, the worst thing that ever happened to this kid was their parents. But we were here to help them out. The collective we were here to help them out. I don't want Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to raise my children. I don't believe that they are principled. I don't believe that they have the same morals and ethics that I do. They certainly don't have the same faith that I do. How could they possibly know how I want my children to be raised? They have no right to do it. And they will use all of these different pieces of evidence. Abortion is the other part of the triad. The LGBTQ thing. And they're focusing through the lens of the transgender idea where they can insert themselves between parents and children, the education system, the public education system, and how they've turned it upside down so it doesn't have anything to do with educating children and abortion. Because you can go to the state of Illinois and get an abortion. Your parents don't even have to know. If you go the next day because you got a headache or you got some cramps from the system or from the process of getting that abortion the next day at school, you're going to have to get parental permission to take an ibuprofen at school, but not an abortion. Because the government knows better. Yesterday, we heard a lot of baloney sausage spewing off of the stage and out of the mouths of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz about how they love the American family. Boy, the more they say it, the more I know they don't mean it. And the more they're trying to say it enough so that the leftists in your life can come and be like, what are you talking about? The Democrats, they said it. They believe it. The Democrats are the pro-family ticket in this race. You can look them in the eye. They don't even believe what they're saying. They know that it's a lie. It's a deception. And, you know, in many cases, when the left is talking, they're lying. It would be the most destructive thing to happen to this country in my lifetime for this Kamala Harris, Tim Walz ticket to reach the Oval Office. And I hope we do everything we can to stop it. But don't believe their lies. Don't get in fights with people when you know that they're lying to your face. If they know they're lying, what are you going to convince them of? If they know that this Harris-Walz ticket is not the pro-family ticket, if you know the efforts that Walz has made in Minnesota to permanently change the bodies of children, the abortion rules and laws that we've seen come out of Minnesota. And look at the public education system across this country. They don't care about kids. They don't care about families. They just want to control them. And if they can get your kids, they can get anything. That's why we got to protect them. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I can't wait to talk to Tammy Bruce about Tim Walz. She was lightning on fire yesterday on Outnumbered. And I'm going to ask her also, like, what, Tim Walz? Really? That I vocalized alone in my bedroom when I saw that headline come through. I thought it was going to be Shapiro. Everybody was saying it was going to be Shapiro. Tammy Bruce will have something to say about it. She's got a book out right now, Fear Itself. I'm in the middle of reading it. I encourage you to get it. It's fantastic. Boils everything down in a really consumable way to understand what the left is trying to do. She's exposing the left's mind-killing agenda in that book and on The Annie Fry Show next.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural?
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. We are grateful for you. Day after the Missouri primary, and everybody put your hand up in the air and wave. Say, bye, Cori Bush. See you later. Go find something else to do. Apparently, she's going to tear down Apex Kingdom. She said that. We'll get to that a little bit later. But Cori Bush sent packing among a lot of other good results from the Missouri primary. We'll get to that in a little bit. I want to bring my friend Tammy Bruce back on the show. Of course, author of a great book, Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind-Killing Agenda. She's a Fox News contributor. Tammy, welcome back to the show. A lot of news has happened since we last talked.
Yes. The world is turning, and every day it seems like it's a new roller coaster ride.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, selected by Kamala Harris, man. Everybody was thinking it was going to be the governor of Pennsylvania, Shapiro, and it was myself and my Australian Shepherd dog, Rosie, sitting on the bed when I got that Fox News alert that it was Walz, and I out loud was going, what? Like, that really caught me off guard.
Yeah. Yeah, so Kamala is the woman who was no one's choice, and Walz, I contend, is a second choice. Obviously, you know, look, we saw Shapiro do some things that were just really debasing himself with walking back his support when he was a young man in college for Israel, talking about his IDF service, and that's when I thought, well, he is their choice, and they're asking him to do things to appease the Hamas wing of the party. And I thought, it's amazing that he would even be willing to do that. And then, if that's who this guy is, you know, look, people say we find out about ourselves when there's a crisis. Mm-hmm. I contend we find out more about ourselves when we're in the catbird seat. And we can kind of, something's out there that we want. And I think Shapiro found out about himself, something he did not like. I also think that they asked more of him, probably to condemn Israel or something, where finally he stopped and thought. And then also they finally really met and sat down. And I think that there was, well, I believe he was the first choice. And he understood finally that this was the Titanic, that this is not where you wanted to go. She's lost like 92% of her staff because of her behavior. And if you have a promising political future, which Shapiro believes he does, then you're going to be very careful about the choices you make. Mm-hmm. And I think he did issue a statement saying, we thought about it, and I really don't want to not be governor.
Yeah, I'm sure.
this was before the Walz announcement. And so it makes sense because, of course, Walz makes no sense. I mean, she said they're trying to distance herself from her progressive leftist garbage. And then she picks her mirror image.
Right.
With the exception of, you know, him being an old white male. She picks him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, this is a guy that it's still kind of a Hail Mary moment for the Democrats. But it also means Americans have a perfect choice. They can genuinely reject without any concern the garbage that we have been put through for the last freaking decade by the Democratic Party, especially what happened with Floyd and the burning of cities and the tampons in bathrooms and allowing agents of the state and schools to take over your kid's life without telling you. That is Tim Walz. So there is a clear choice. And Trump is excited, I'm excited, and all of us should be excited.
Yeah, I completely agree. It was actually, I felt like a physical exhale when I saw that she had picked Walz. Granted, it makes the stakes a little bit higher should they win. I feel like there's no effort. You know, Joe Biden even lied. He lied to us the whole time saying, I'm going to unite people. I know how to get things done, blah, 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 blah. He made us more divided. This, to me, to Kamala, like the Kamala pick looks like, I'm not even going to try to unite anybody. We're going to do this our way. And if we're able to get elected, you know, hold on tight, because the progressive, the far left progressive agenda is headed your way.
Yeah, Mark Levin, I just retweeted kind of a longish tweet from him about exactly what's happening. And what you're seeing is they have clearly, I think, acknowledged they can't persuade the American people, but they can't convince us. So what you're seeing is this full-bore Soviet-style gaslighting and propaganda campaign with the media, with the exception of certain talk radio like you, Fox News, et cetera, making, and social media, making it clear what the situation is. But if you're there, they have such contempt for their own base even, but for Americans in general, they think if they're going to, you know, have a rally introducing each other, not even mentioning the border and the economy and inflation, that you're just going to go for rappers who are twerking and jokes from, you know, a guy who's now being this extremist, as Walz is an extremist, mm-hmm. as some kind of folksy, middle of the road grandpa. All of it is a lie. Like you noted, the Biden situation from the beginning was a lie. She's participated in the cover up. We are now heading toward major war. I don't think China's going to leave Taiwan alone. So people's families, loved ones who are in the military are now at extreme risk. If you went in there for an education and to see the world, what you're going to see are burning oil fields in the Middle East instead. It is these people know what they're doing. This is what's so obscene. Some people think, oh, well, they mean well. We can't even say that now. Yeah. It's like nobody means well. What they mean is to get power and money, and all of us are just like little board game pieces. We're not even human beings to them.
Right.
And so it's a joke. It's a joke to them. But we've seen the last 4 years, Americans are not dumb. Some people are very busy and not as politically involved as, of course, perhaps your audience or some of us. But the fact is they know what their daily life is, and it's awful. And Trump's got a new commercial up using Reagan's speech about, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? It's very powerful. So, yes. At least we know the Republicans through Trump have their act together more than they ever have, and that we have a chance if we understand that it's hard to accept this, but that it's possible those two extremists could win. If we just kind of think, oh, the American people wouldn't let that happen. Well, look at what we've had for the last 4 years.
Yeah. You got to double your efforts and triple your efforts. I suppose if we go to war, we could just do what Tim Walz does and just opt out of our military service and go run for office
totally. Instead.
We're speaking with Tammy Bruce.
Yeah, say never mind and then just abandon them.
Yeah. You get to be in the military to get the benefits of the military and the title, and then you go use that title that you decided to step away from when your unit gets deployed to Iraq. It is unbelievable.
Horrible.
To see this guy Tim Walz. As a Midwesterner myself, I mean, St. Louis is about as middle of the country as you get. I'm really getting sick and tired of like having to own him as like a Midwestern kind of guy, because the people I know are very hardworking, blue collar, white collar, both types of people around here in St. Louis that are trying to make ends meet right now. And people who have been able to afford their lifestyle have pulled back on things in their lifestyle and still can't manage to make ends meet the way they used to before. How much do you think the economy still is an overarching issue for people when it comes to filling out their ballot in November?
Well, if anything changes, things will be getting worse. We saw that scare with the market, the stock market, that has recovered slightly, but that was just, it's like you're in Pompeii and Mount Vesuvius burps and you think, oh, there's nothing, it's not going to get any worse than that. But those little earthquakes you feel are a signal that the volcano is ready to go. And we're going to be in trouble. There's no changes in the approach from the Biden administration. The problems that we have, you see them. They're being completely ignored. There's no attempt to adjust whatsoever. And I think that the American people understand, again, it's energy, of course, is one thing. Food's another thing. But it's also, my God, rents. You think, oh, I can't buy a house, but my God, you can't pay your rent.
Right.
So these are things that are going to continue horribly. The only way it's going to change is, there's this understanding that the regulations on top of inflation, but Biden regulations when it comes to the production of materials is that kind of quiet underlying cancer. It costs the every American household $15,000 a year, Annie. And that is not the inflation we're speaking of. We're speaking about the generalized rise in costs overall for living our lives as a whole. And those are regulations that are unnatural. And so someone like Trump is going to go in, as we've seen, we saw Trump change things in a day in 2017. We saw Biden change it back to Dante's seventh level in one day in 21. And it can happen again.
Yes.
Because these are about regulations that can be reversed. But the Biden administration, they want this. And I brought about it a little bit in my book, but the lack of an ability to pay for things makes you more reliant on the government.
Amen.
Raises the fear level, makes you a kind of a constant ward of the state. And then they gain more power. And then it just builds, and that's what they're hoping for.
Yeah.
And it can change, but it will change next year when there's a new president.
Yes, from your lips to God's ears. Yes, you will own nothing. That seems to be the goal here. We're speaking with Tammy Bruce. Her book that she's referring to, Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind's Killing Agenda. I saw that you got a very, very nice review from President Trump himself. I'm yes. curious if yes. you feel like, last question before we let you go, I'm curious if you feel like Kamala Harris will ever get the interview that America needs, where she's put on the spot to actually answer unscripted questions from actual journalists.
You know, if they can avoid it, they will. And they avoided it with Biden. They eventually did have to have him do the debates.
Yeah.
And at that point, he was a little bit better than he is now. But I think that, you know, their goal is, because remember also what she's already avoided. The primary season is meant to introduce people to the American people, right? These candidates, that's where we're supposed to see how do people perform under fire? How do they speak to us? What do they say when confronted? You know, the hard questions, that's what the primary season is for. And she, of course, has been gone. That has not existed for Kamala Harris. She couldn't even handle it for a few weeks. Last time she had a dropout for 2020.
That's because her party didn't like her.
Well, you know, that's it. And just the nature of there's been books written and there's been some other articles about how she seems. And this is why my last column is saying that her word salads and the weird stuff about her explaining the cloud computing is actually our data being not on planet Earth, that it's in a cloud. And this was in 2010, speaking to Google, when she had been the San Francisco district attorney for 6 years. And she was answering a question about searches, unreasonable searches and seizures in the Fourth Amendment. And she went on to explain that the cloud computing is a big problem because it takes, you know, it's like it means it's in the air above us. In other words, the main, and then she wins attorney general, a person who's a lawyer basing right legal and prosecutorial decisions on magical thinking about the cloud. And it's like, what else has this woman done?
Yeah.
But the articles with people who've met her and have dealt with her, words like strange and loopy and nonsense. So they got rid of Biden because of his obvious cognitive issues. She seems to have something that is also having an impact on her intellectual cognitive ability to communicate.
Mm.
And it doesn't seem to be nerves. A lot of people, you know, freeze up in public, but no, this series of things. Yes, the laughter, the word salads. You think it's just because it's some kind of a trick. She genuinely has some problem that once again seems to be, you know, hidden from us. The people need to look for. I saw on my Twitter account her description of the cloud in what's supposed to be a serious interview in a group with people from Google who would know, but nobody. At Google, she explains, and she waves her hands above her head like this, and she's like a child, amazed at how the data and things we have are no longer on our laptop. They're above us.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, yeah. You laugh so you don't cry.
Exactly. So this is very serious, and it's a very dangerous time, and it's not just we'll have, you know, some goof being the president. As we've seen, it's going to be, if the Middle East continues at this rate and Israel does not have our support and everybody's got nuclear bombs, we are going to have a catastrophe that we think the Afghanistan withdrawal was a catastrophe. That is a tiny smidgen of a drop to the nature of what's going to be happening to human beings on this planet if Americans allow this to occur. And it's partly the Republicans' responsibility to be smart, and I see J.D. Vance has gotten a bit more refined,
yes,
about how he's speaking about the issues, which is good news. But my God. And then one last thing I will argue for you, your audience, and for conservatives. There are conservatives who are wringing their hands and clutching their pearls about J.D. Vance and about Trump should do this, that, and the other thing. These are people who are sitting around maybe placating their media bosses. I don't know. But for the conservatives who are sitting there thinking, oh, my God, it's over. Oh, my God, Trump just should have just shut up about the whatever. You know what? Stop second guessing this guy.
Yeah.
He's been right. He had a bullet bounce off his head. He knows what's at stake. He's losing everything. He knows what he's doing. And little people sitting behind their desks need to shut up.
Amen.
They need to, because it's a psyop. This is a psyop to depress the conservatives and Trump supporters into retreating. It is the same dynamic as creating fear. And it works because the human mind is fragile, but also these are long tested techniques. And if you see a conservative, quote unquote, complaining and whining about Vance and Trump because they're doing the wrong thing, well, when you do what either one of them have been able to accomplish, then you can speak up. But for right now, stop adding to the Democrat psyop against this whole country.
Man,
you know, this is anyway. So that, I'm sorry,
no,
I got a little.
No,
a little,
I'm gonna clip that, and I'm going to listen to it every morning for the next 90 days, just so that I can be fully motivated to come to work and do, as Kamala says, do the work. That she says that phrase all of the time.
Yeah, that's right. Let's get to work. Right.
Yeah. Let's actually stop getting to work and start doing something for the American people. Tammy, we appreciate you so much, and I am so grateful for your passion on the show. We look forward to having you back very soon, and everyone needs to check out your book, Fear Itself. It's fantastic.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Tammy Bruce, everybody, Fox News contributor and author, best-selling author of the book Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind-Killing Agenda. Inject that into my veins. I'm ready to go. Tammy Bruce. Clapping for her. All right, let's take a quick break. Wiggins America. Sorry, you got to follow that, Wiggins. I'm not sorry. He's going to do food news when we come back. Yeah, only in this show. All right. Hey, listen, if you didn't get to hear the whole Tammy Bruce interview right there, it'll be on our podcast. You can also listen to everything that we clip from the show, the whole show, everything at AnnieFryShow.com. It'll be right there in a playlist for you. Just click play and listen. We'll be right back.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
That song is a good jam.
Yeah. Are there real words to that, or is it just ding, 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 ding?
It's better than Chacarone.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe it's the original Chacron.
If I'm not catching you early enough, then take this to the bank tomorrow, because this is all about food news, and we're going to start with how to get great value meals. We talked about this a little bit on Monday.
Is this from your own personal experience?
It's both, because I have tried, I think, 90% of these. The only one that I haven't is the first one. I'll start with Jack in the Box has a $5 meal. Now, all of these are kind of bandwagoning.
You've covered this three times.
No. It keeps growing, though, because the original was, McDonald's is adding a $5 meal. Now everybody's doing it. And I got to give you the updated report.
Okay.
Jack in the Box, $5 big deal meal. Includes a chicken sandwich or a jumbo Jack, pretty similar to the McDonald's one, plus a taco, plus curly fries. plus a drink. McDonald's.
Why
is
it that now, I mean, not only are we dealing with inflation monetarily, but why does a value meal have to include a sandwich, fries, a drink, and something else?
Because, you know, I was thinking about this, Annie. I'm glad you asked. In my research,
I did not ask that question because you told me to, for the record.
In my personal research of this topic, which I'm doing daily, I've found that if you just have a drink, fries, sandwich, and that's it. What was that? What am I missing? The fries, drink, fries, sandwich.
That's a full meal.
Those
meal,
three things.
Yeah. That's a full meal.
If it's not a big sandwich, though, and you go, well, I just spent $5 on three items.
It's not about
feel.
The money. It's about the calories.
It is
the
about
fat.
The money. It's about the money and feeling full when you get done. So adding that fourth item
you
makes you go.
Do you just eat until you're full?
Ooh. I would say that I do. And then I would put a period after that sentence. Yes. I just eat until I don't want to eat anymore. And these meals, they don't quite get me there. But
it's because the food, I mean, I'm not saying it's crap in the sense that I don't ever eat it, but it's terrible for you. It yeah. doesn't fill you up because it's not full of things that are supposed to fill you up because it's not good for you.
Listen, I don't want to be doing this research.
No, you do.
It's
you
something
do.
I have to do
Nobody
for the show.
Nobody even asked you to do this. You keep talking about value meals and fast food.
Because I'm so frugal, it's really that's what it comes down to, is that I go, oh, $5 for a lunch? You can't hardly find that anywhere anymore. And now you can find it lots of places.
You can at Ruler Foods and make your own lunch.
And
it's
I feel,
healthier.
Yeah, I do that too. Burger King has a $5 Your Way meal, very similar. Whopper Jr. or bacon cheeseburger, plus fries, four-piece nuggets.
Or a bacon cheeseburger?
Or bacon cheeseburger.
Plus what?
Plus four-piece nuggets and a 12-ounce drink.
No, you get a sandwich or you get a chicken side, and then you get fries, and then you get a drink, and that's still not healthy for you.
Well, I'm not saying any of these are healthy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not coming at this and being like, here's what you need to do for your heart. Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag.
You're saying do it for your wallet.
Yes, yes, do it for your wallet.
Which,
and
after you go into cardiac arrest...
Your wallet's shot anyway.
Says Brad, who's had heart attacks.
Yeah, but do it for your mental health then.
That's no.
No, that's not fun either.
No. Oh, sure it is, yeah, because it makes
your mental
you
health
feel
shot
great.
After a heart attack as well.
You leave the restaurant going, man.
Are you confident
I'm fine.
In that, Brad? Is that are you
Yeah,
are you
I'm
sure
speaking as someone who no.
Shout out to Wendy's. They've had the $5 Biggie Bag for quite some time, so it's not new. Last one on the list. Well, no, not last one, but Carl's Jr. / Hardee's has the $5
you can just
All-Star
say Hardee's
meal.
Here.
Now, I know. And then Taco Bell.
What's in the Hardee's one?
Carl's Jr.
It's going to be Hardee's. A sandwich Hardee's. And nuggets and fries and a small drink.
It's basically that. There's not much of a difference yet. Double cheeseburger or spicy chicken sandwich plus four-piece chicken stars and fries.
Chicken
and
stars?
Yeah.
What part of the chicken does that come from?
The star.
The
right?
feet?
The nipple.
it's
just
nipples
stamp
and
it
feet.
Out of there.
Feet. Do right. you... Honest question. I'm gonna dwell here since you're going to dwell there.
Yeah.
When you get... If you get done eating all of that food, do you ever have regret?
No.
No. You guys can't see this on the radio, but his face... indicates that he really means no.
I was offended by the question itself.
You never eat like a big cheeseburger, full bag of fries with a side of chicken and you get regular soda, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes.
And at the end, you're not like,
No, at the end of these, I'm like,
at
could
the,
use a little
Wiggins
more.
America?
Not at the end of these
Annie,
meals.
That feeling you're talking about. I usually get that feeling just pulling into the drive-thru at some of those places.
Like you've already committed.
Yeah,
like this
like,
is what we're doing. And
yeah.
And you know that you're making, at best, a poor decision. And then the question is, how poor? How often when you get a value meal, Ryan, do you make it larger than it just generally comes?
Most of the time. Because it's the cost analysis.
It's not about the money.
If you're already spending $8, why not spend $8.50 and get the larger version.
Exactly what Big Food wants you to think.
Yeah, well, I'm bought in. I'm doing free reports for him here on the radio.
I know. We're getting literally nothing from this.
Last one almost, is Taco Bell. Now, they have a $7 cravings box. They used to have a $5. I'm a little bit offended by this as much as I was by your question about upsizing. Chalupa Extreme, beefy five-layer burrito, double-stacked taco, chips, and nacho cheese, and a drink.
That's four things?
Four.
And a drink?
Yeah, and a drink for $7. And my own research shows that IHOP is also getting on board, although not fast food. $5 all-you-can-eat pancakes.
We have to go to break.
I don't know. I'm just
I know, but I need to tell you Joy Murdoch and more is coming next.
Oh, Wiggins!
That song is a good jam.
Yeah. Are there real words to that, or is it just ding ding da ding da ding?
It's better than Chacarone.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe it's the original Chacarone.
If I'm not catching you early enough, then take this to the bank tomorrow, because this is all about food news, and we're going to start with how to get great value meals. We talked about this a little bit on Monday.
Is this from your own personal experience?
It's both, because I have tried, I think, 90% of these. The only one that I haven't is the first one I'll start with. Jack in the Box has a $5 meal. Now, all of these are kind of bandwagoning.
You've covered this three times.
No, it keeps growing, though. Because the original was, McDonald's is adding a $5 meal. Now everybody's doing it. And I got to give you the updated report.
Okay.
Jack in the Box, $5 big deal meal. Includes a chicken sandwich or a Jumbo Jack, pretty similar to the McDonald's one, plus a taco, plus curly fries, plus a drink. McDonald's
why is
similar.
Why is it that now, I mean, not only are we dealing with inflation monetarily, but why does a value meal have to include a sandwich, fries, a drink, and something else?
Because, you know, I was thinking about this, Annie. I'm glad you asked. In my research...
I did not ask that question because you told me to, for the record.
In my personal research of this topic, which I'm doing daily, I've found that if you just have a drink, fries, sandwich, and... That's it. What was that? What am I missing? The drink, fries, sandwich.
That's a full meal.
Those three things.
Yeah. That's a full meal.
If it's not a big sandwich, though, and you go, well, I just spent $5 on three items.
It's not about the money. It's about the calories and the fat.
It is about the money. It's about the money and feeling full when you get done. So adding that fourth item makes you go.
Do you just eat until you're full?
Ooh. I would say that I do. And then I would put a period after that sentence. Yes. I just eat until I don't want to eat anymore. And these meals, they don't quite get me there. But
it's because the food, I mean, I'm not saying it's crap in the sense that I don't ever eat it, but it's terrible for you. It doesn't fill you up because it's not full of things that are supposed to fill you up because it's not good for you.
Listen, I don't want to be doing this research.
No, you do.
It's something I have to do.
Nobody
for the show.
Nobody even asked you to do this. You keep talking about value meals and fast food.
Because I'm so frugal. It's really, that's what it comes down to, is that I go, $5 for a lunch? You can't hardly find that anywhere anymore. And now you can find it lots of places.
You can at Ruler Foods and make your own lunch.
And it's healthier. Yeah, I do that too. Burger King has a $5 Your Way meal, very similar. Whopper Jr. or bacon cheeseburger, plus fries, four-piece nuggets.
Or a bacon cheeseburger?
Or a bacon cheeseburger.
Plus what?
Plus four-piece nuggets and a 12-ounce drink.
No! You get a sandwich or you get a chicken side, and then you get fries, and then you get a drink, and that's still not healthy for you.
Well, I'm not saying any of these are healthy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not coming at this and being like, here's what you need to do for your heart. Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag.
You're saying do it for your wallet.
Yes. Do it for your wallet.
Which, after you go into cardiac arrest.
Your wallet's shot anyway.
Says Brad, who's had heart attacks.
Yeah, but do it for your mental health then.
No,
that's not fun either.
No, sure it is, yeah, because it makes you feel great.
Your mental health shot after a heart attack as well.
You leave the restaurant going, man,
are you confident in that, Brad?
I'm speaking as someone who... No.
Shout out to Wendy's. They've had the $5 Biggie Bag for quite some time, so it's not new. Last one on the list... Well, no, not last one, but Carl's Jr. / Hardee's has the $5 All-Star meal. Now, I know. And then Taco Bell.
What's in the Hardee's one?
Carl's Jr.
It's going to be a sandwich and nuggets and fries and a small drink.
It's basically that. There's not much of a difference yet. Double cheeseburger or spicy chicken sandwich plus four-piece chicken stars and fries.
Chicken
and a drink.
Stars?
Yeah.
What part of the chicken does that come from?
The star. The right?
Feet?
The nipple.
it's nipples
stamp
and
it
feet.
Out of there.
Feet. Do right. you... Honest question. I'm gonna dwell here since you're gonna dwell there.
Yeah.
If you get done eating all of that food, do you ever have regret?
No.
No. You guys can't see this on the radio, but his face indicates that he really means no.
I was offended by the question itself.
You never eat like a big cheeseburger, full bag of fries with a side of chicken and you get regular soda, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes.
And at the end, you're not like,
No, at the end of these, I'm like, could use a little
Wiggins
more.
America?
No. Not at the end of these meals.
That feeling you're talking about, me. I usually get that feeling just pulling into the drive-thru at some of those places.
Like you've already committed, yeah, like this like, is what we're doing. And you know that you're making, at best, a poor decision. And then the question is, how poor? How often when you get a value meal, Ryan, do you make it larger than it just generally comes?
Most of the time.
Okay.
Because it's the cost analysis.
It's not about the money.
If you're already spending no. $8, why not spend $8.50 and
That's
get the larger version?
Exactly what Big Food wants you to think.
Yeah, well, I'm bought in. I'm doing free reports for him.
I know. We're getting literally nothing from this.
Last one almost is Taco Bell. They have a $7 cravings box. They used to have a $5. I'm a little bit offended by this as much as I was by your question about upsizing. Chalupa Extreme, beefy five-layer burrito, double stack taco, chips and nacho cheese, and a drink.
That's four things?
Four.
And a drink?
Yeah, and a drink for $7. And my own research shows that IHOP is also getting on board, although not fast food. $5 all-you-can-eat pancakes.
We have to go to break.
I know.
But I need to tell you Joy Murdoch and more is coming next.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.